shake.
You know, when I listen to this, it brings back memories of when Funny Talking Man used to sing along.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
Going to tear up. I need to stop.
Those are some great memories.
You may not use rage-enhancing substances such as caffeine, nicotine, alcohol, crack cocaine, slippy flippies, jelly stingers, trick sticks, bing bangs, or flying willards. How about fiddle faddles? Under my supervision.
That was one of our management meetings. When you remember, they were telling us what drugs we can use.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like the slippy flippies.
Dan, you said it all a while ago when you said Funny Talking Man, that brought back some great memories.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, I know.
There's been no further word on Funny Talking Man. He's presumed dead at this point.
Oh boy.
I hope that's not true. Ladies and gentlemen, back from Chicago, Illinois, the Windy City, the city of corruption, the city that last year had more people killed by guns than we lost in Afghanistan, and this is the tightest gun control in the country. That shows you how that doesn't work. Please welcome back Tina Marie Dalpiero.
Yeah.
Lucky to be alive after being in Chicago.
Yeah.
Especially up in those suburbs, I tell you.
Oh. So, we said in your absence, when you weren't here, that it was unfair that you got to go to the Ryder Cup because you'd played like one game of golf in your whole life.
Yeah.
You hardly even knew anything about it. It would be like me getting Super Bowl tickets. But you got the tickets and you got to go.
But I've watched some tournaments online and I have a couple favorites.
Okay. Who are your favorites?
Well, Phil is my favorite.
Oh, she calls him Phil.
Oh, Phil.
Phil Mickelson is my favorite.
His shirt sleeves are too short. That's the only, you know.
Yeah.
And I really like Jason Duffner and Bubba Watson.
Listen to this.
Wow.
Bubba Watson.
Whoa. She is learning.
Bradley Keegan.
Well, the list just keeps going. All right, so kind of walk us through this. You, first of all, what is it? If you'd bought tickets, and
I don't know how much they cost.
I know
I
that
was
you, somebody, you went with somebody, but you didn't. But I wonder what it costs, because I know the Masters is really expensive. I wonder what this thing
I heard
costs.
The Masters, you pretty much have to be a descendant of a descendant to ever get
it. Oh, yeah. You got to be anointed by the queen or something.
Hello, Master.
That's right, Lauren. So you went, Friday?
Sunday.
You didn't go till Sunday.
Right.
Okay, so you get there. And where did you hang out? Did you hang out usually like around one hole?
Well, first of all, we got a free shuttle. We went to the hotel concierge and we're like, is there a shuttle or anything that goes? Or how do we get to these parking lots? Because they had people park in parking lots at the racetrack and somewhere else. And then they shuttled them to the golf course on those big, gigantic buses, you know, like a charter bus. He's like, oh, no, there's like a free shuttle out here. They run every hour. So we're like, cool. So we went out there probably about 7:45 and got on the shuttle and got to the place and walked in. It's just a beautiful place. It's bizarre how you go to this golf course and they have buses and trucks and everything going through a residential neighborhood.
Yeah.
And people have their signs out. You could park in their driveway for $20 and stuff like that.
No matter when you say it's a beautiful place, let me just tell you that you're never going to see a major golf tournament that's not at a beautiful place.
Oh,
and even if the country club is normally not that beautiful, it will be for the telecast.
Every blade of grass,
they bring in new shrubs, landscapers come in. Oh, yeah. No, it's pristine because the world, I hate to say this, where was it played? What was the country club?
Medina,
yeah.
But the person I was with said that.
Vagina.
No day, hey! Paul!
That he thought that Belle Reeve.
Can I say something?
Sure.
A lot of people say, how come Paul Harris is not on full time? Right there is a good example.
Wait, that was Paul Harvey. Harvey.
Oh, I'm
Paul
sorry.
Harvey.
Go ahead, T.
But he said he thought Belle Reeve was actually nicer.
Probably is.
But the ground was pretty packed in some areas, but there was thousands and thousands of people. So first we just kind of went around. We went in the pro shop and it was packed. I mean, just packed. Arm to arm, you know, just people everywhere. And then we were going to just get those little lanyards to put our dealies in, our tickets, because you had to have them showing all the time.
Right.
And the line was, you know, a third of the way through the store. And it's like, oh, crap. Well, once you stood in line, it never stopped. No. It took us about 5 minutes.
Now, here, did you notice this? Because I know this from tennis tournaments. The amount of merchandise they sell.
Yeah. And it wasn't expensive, though. It was like $21 for T-shirts and $20 for cash. Yeah.
Wow.
That surprises me.
I know. People were buying bags full of stuff.
Yeah, but they sell a ton of this stuff.
And they probably had 100 cashiers, so you didn't have to wait at all. And then we went.
What'd you buy us?
Yeah.
I bet I ruined the surprise.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Golf clubs.
Sorry.
But,
clubs.
Next. Oh, so then we kind of just walked around to see all the grounds because they didn't start till 11:03. So we were there by 8:15.
Now, the only time I went to a big-time tournament, I remember there was a guy who was in charge of dumping all the old coffee, cleaning out the old coffee pots. And I said, I just want to see the grounds. I remember see what I did there?
Yeah.
I combined coffee with golfing.
Yes.
Not everybody could do that.
No.
Go ahead, Tim.
But there were tons and tons of buildings, I guess, they just erected just for this thing.
Erect.
Right.
Can you edit that
companies
out?
Yeah. From all over the world.
Isn't it hard to tell a story here?
Yeah, a little bit, but I'm used to
that's
it.
That's okay.
Then we decided to go up to hole number one because right where we were standing, the golfers were at their little practice putting range, and then they walked up the steps over the little bridge that they had built, back down the steps. We were facing them, you know, like about this far away from each other, about 10 feet. And so we got to see each one come down.
Did Tiger stare at your chest?
No, but he smiled at the crowd. Oh. People were like, hi, Tiger, and he smiled at him.
No, he was smiling at you.
No, I was too far back.
Sure.
But there were people in every kind of costume, tons of these pants that looked like flags guys had on.
Right.
Then there were these leotard things that covered, this one guy, it covered from his feet all the way over his head, his face. It was red and white stripes.
What?
His entire body. Was
that
in
sounds
the
uncomfortable.
Lycra, right. Man. Then there was guys in the blue with the stars for Europe, and they had on gigantic wigs. Then some group of guys came in dressed like the Minnesota Vikings, and they had a whole bunch of songs that they had made up just for the golf tournament, you know, like
You got to see the most fun golf. This is the loudest, noisiest, most fun.
Yeah,
golf,
it's like,
golf tournament. It's not as subdued and as
serious. Yeah.
It was. And then there was times when we decided to kind of move somewhere else. Oh, because you had to cross a bridge, probably 6 foot wide bridge with thousands of people. Can you imagine? It was pretty tight going there. Let's see. So then we decided to go to one hole and kind of watch, like from the tee off, the second drive, or whatever you call that deal.
Well, she knows her golf.
And then,
we could
see the green from where we were. So we watched the first few because we wanted to see Bubba, and he lost. The next guy lost. The next guy. Not one American won.
Oh, yeah.
Number nine hole.
It was a collapse.
Not one.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, by the time Tiger got there, he was last in sight. Please, please win this hole.
You saw the collapse day. Saturday was our day.
Yeah, it was. It was. Out of 12 golfers, three Americans won.
Wow.
So we saw it. We did see a couple good putts on the 13 hole.
Let me just throw this out as a possible, and it just hit me, what might have happened to the U.S. team.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Everything's fine Saturday. Tina shows up with that cleavage on Sunday, and the Americans fall apart.
Yep.
That was probably it.
That is it.
Oh, boy.
But we had some people take our picture. They were from England, and then we took their picture, and they wouldn't hold the American flag, but I held their little flag for them.
They wouldn't hold the American flag?
No, because they're from Britain. They're, you know, people.
That got to do with anything. You held their flag.
Yeah, well, I'm nicer.
Screw them.
But did you hear the story about Rory McIlroy?
No.
On Sunday?
Nope.
Well, he told the story on TV how he was at his hotel watching one of the golf shows, and it was telling about when his tea time was. And he's like, oh cool.
Yes.
So
I
then
heard,
he slept. Thinking that it was 11:03 Eastern time,
right.
Or 12:03.
Now, by the way, do you
they
actually
said 12:03
buy that?
Eastern
no,
time.
You don't buy that, do you?
Yeah,
this guy
showed him on the big screen
this
pulling
guy,
in.
But he's a professional golfer.
He didn't know his time before he saw it on TV.
Let me tell you this. No, listen. There's something else going on here, and I heard a couple of sports commentators talking about this, and they said he either hooked up with some chick and woke up and went, oh no! It's an hour later than I thought it was. To say that I forgot what time zone
crap,
I was
I
in.
Forgot.
These guys play all over the world.
Yeah,
come on. They got handlers and caddies. There's no way he didn't know what time
it was.
Zone
a highway patrol guy that got him there.
Yeah.
Just a few minutes before he went on.
Mr. McIlroy.
But I don't buy I forgot what time zone I don't buy that.
But his little buddy, Graham McDowell, was out there in the putting range just looking a little concerned because he wasn't there. If he would have not shown up and had to forfeit, we could have won.
Really?
Yes, because if they don't show up, they don't get to switch with anybody.
You want America
they
get
lose.
The point?
Right.
Well, that girl that somebody hired almost did her job.
Yeah.
But not quite.
I know. It was pretty
exciting. So what's the single best thing that happened the day you were there? If you had to pick one moment, is there one?
Just being there with all those people. I'll tell you, the worst one was when the Americans were filing out and European people, there was probably half the people there.
I know, that stunned me how many Europeans were there.
They do that, oh, kind of song. I don't know what song they're doing. But then they started, they were rude. You know, they're kind of like, yeah, leave. And they're like giving the thumb, like, get out of here.
You should have yelled, your women don't shave their underarm.
So that was the worst part, but just going in there and seeing the place.
Would you do it again? Would you go again?
Yes.
Okay. That's always the big test. Yeah, you say, would you do it again?
I don't know if I would enjoy a golf tournament.
Because I've been to things, and I think, you know, I'm glad I did it, but I wouldn't do it again. I went to see Billy Joel and Elton John. I'm kind of glad I went, but I'd never go back. And I've been to golf. I've been to the LPGA. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go back unless somebody made it really easy for me. Because once you've done it, you've done it. And I don't know that it's the kind of thing that...
There are
people that go to... I mean, they travel and go to all these...
You said, it's real quiet. But here, there's guys up there trying to putt and tee off. And you could hear all the other people from the other holes.
Because all the serious tournaments, they have guys with signs that say quiet. Oh, yeah. I mean,
I did see him chastise somebody with a camera.
Does this make you want to start playing golf?
I would like to play.
I'm giving night lessons. We'll talk about this. My theory is, if you can learn in the dark of night, think how good you'll be in the daytime.
Your balls glow?
Yes, they do, actually. They will by the time we're finished.
And, of course, the piece de resistance, I got to go to IKEA.
Oh, you love IKEA.
Oh, my favorite. I love that place.
I've actually done night golf. There's a course out in, I don't know, somewhere.
Oh, with the lights?
Yeah, they have lights and everything.
They had one in St. Charles County or St. Peter's. It was all lit up at night. That's the one we went to.
It was a par three in South County.
You want to hear my night golf story? Before I ever played golf, before I ever played a round of golf, this would be about, I'm going to say, early 90s. And I got invited to open, it was a course here in St. Louis, and the ball actually had a light stick in it. Have you ever seen this?
No.
It's a golf ball with a hole, and you push a light stick, and the ball glows.
Cool.
So you there are no lights on the golf course, but when you drive it, it's like a tracer. You can see the ball. So they invite me out, and they're going to pay me to come out and sort of kick it. And I welcomed people, and they said, we'd like for you to do the honorary first tee off once it's officially dark, and they gave me this light up ball, and I said, "Well, I don't play golf." They said, "Well, come out here before during the day or so, and hit a few." So I hit a few balls, and I wasn't very good, but I felt better. This is absolutely a true story. I get out there to the opening of this thing, and it was a really big crowd, and cars were lined up in two rows, parallel parked all the way down the side road next to this first tee box. I hit the ball, and we could see it because it was lit up, but it went way. I'm left-handed. If I hit to the right, that's a hook, correct?
Yes. Because when you slice it, it fades almost.
Okay. Yeah. It hooked way off to the left. We lost sight of the light-up ball, but we heard it hit metal.
Oh.
It absolutely dead square hit the side of a car.
Oh.
And it was the dealer brand-new car that I had been given to drive there by an advertiser.
Oh, you hit your own car.
Put a dent in it, you could set the ball in. Hit my own car. Out of like 500 cars,
how does that happen?
I hit my own car.
Wow.
That's my night. I never played night golf again. This spring, I bet you'll start playing.
I think I will. Probably this fall.
You're into it now. Good golf story. Tina Del Piez, and her Ryder Cup story. Yeah, I can tell you, you have clubs?
No.
Next thing you know, she'll get a set.
You know, those guys are a lot thinner in person than they are on TV.
Let me tell you, there are very few heavy golfers.
Well, Phil's dropped some weight. He used to be hefty.
For golfers, he was hefty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you have
John Daly.
There's your exception.
But Jason Duffner, he looks heavy on TV. He looks short and squat.
Yeah.
But not in person.
Wait, it used to be, Duffy, what was the guy, the walrus? Remember with the big...
Oh, yeah.
Who could chew?
Yeah, I know he does.
I can't remember his name.
Oh, he was a big guy.
Yes.
Now, he was actually heavy, like 30 pounds over. I want to see more of that.
Because there's a What do you call the guy that carries your
caddy?
Caddy. There's a caddy that looks just like a walrus for one of the guys. It's not him, right? They don't go on to be caddies.
No, I know.
No, who, I know no. No, players about. Don't go on to be caddies.
But I, the couple times I've been on TV, I can tell you for a fact, I saw myself, it adds 30 pounds, 34. I looked on TV like I'm 30 pounds overweight.
Yeah, we talked about it. It's like, I never want to be on TV.
Yeah.
Because we just watched them the day before on TV, and it's like, look how different, look how thin he looks.
Radio
TV, people who you see regularly on TV, inevitably, when you meet them, they are shorter, thinner, shrunk down, smaller, mm-hmm. almost all the time.
Well, yeah, I heard that. Steve Savard's only 160 pounds.
Yeah, and he's 5'6".
Yeah.
He sits in a booster chair
on
Channel 4. They have like one of those restaurant booster chairs.
Wow.
All right. Well, good to have Tina Delpiez back. We're going to have next week a very special announcement toward the end of the week. It's not necessarily good news, but it's news. And I didn't know we'd have it till today, but we'll have that for you later on in the week, unless we decide we have to have it sooner. But so far it's scheduled for latter part of next week. That's all I can tell you. Teaser about the show. Now, we are going to take some calls. I'm going to give the numbers. We'll take a couple. We'll take a break, come back, and take some more. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Rich is here. We'll get him in and out. Rich, how are you?
Hey, I'm in the PM.
Thank you, Rich. Hallelujah. What's up?
Well, I've got a real quick story about some of these country clubs, how you had said that if they're really not all that spectacular, normally how they dress them up for the
No. I didn't say they're normally not. I said that even a nice country club is going to be 110% for a televised golf tournament.
Yeah, they go out of their way to dress them up and make everything perfect. But back in the early 90s, I want to say about 92, 93, it was around the time of that we had our floods, and I cannot remember the name of the country club. It's the one there on Clayton, a little bit east of, I want to say, Baxter.
Meadowbrook?
PGA.
In Meadowbrook? No?
That sounds right.
Meadowbrook's on Clayton Road.
Yeah, that sounds right. But it was just about 4 or 5 weeks before the tournament, and the greens were either too fast or too slow. I can't remember all the details, but I was working for an agricultural supply house at the time, delivering stuff for them. And they tried to adjust the speed of the greens. Mm-hmm. They killed every green in the course.
Oh, no.
Wow.
And talk about a panic. They had, I want to say it was bent grass. It might have been Bermuda, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But talk about the panic that these people were having.
Now, how far, four or five weeks before
the tournament.
Okay, 4 weeks out.
Not a blade of grass on any of the greens was alive.
Well, yeah, I guess you have to
believe how much seed they brought in.
Oh, seed, huh?
I would think that's it.
But here's the thing about the grounds at a country club. If they have the money, and they do, it's miraculous how they can turn dirt into beautiful fairway or greens when they have to, literally in 3 or 4 weeks. You could never do it at your house in a million years, but they can do it.
It astounded me because I've been dealing with the country courses and or country clubs and golf courses and stuff for several years by this point, delivering their equipment and irrigation supplies, seed, fertilizer, and all that stuff. But it just amazed me. In a matter of about 2.5 weeks, they went from basically sand, because that's mostly what the greens are, is sand, so they can get the drainage on them,
right,
to brand-new, beautiful grass from seed. It was absolutely amazing. But I know the greenskeeper, he said they were putting in 20-hour days, 7 days a week, for about 2 or 3 weeks to get these greens grown again before this tournament.
When you have the money and the manpower, miracles can happen.
But yeah, it was amazing. And when you said something about how they go to all the extra trouble of making sure every little detail is perfect for these tournaments, it just reminded me of that story.
Right, Rich,
killed everything.
Good story. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Uh-huh, see? real quick story. Southern California, where Mike Evans lives, there was a couple, and they had a gorgeous house and two guest houses. And the guest houses were like 5,000 square foot houses. And I actually saw this place one time, and they had their own 18-hole golf course. I mean, a full-blown country club type, just for their guests and for them. This guy was very wealthy. Well, a few years ago, like 08, when everything went in the toilet, this guy loses everything. And he sold his his home and the golf course, which by the time he sold it had just gone to pot. It was dirt and scruff and weeds. And the guy who bought it was Larry Ellison. Larry Ellison was the Oracle, a billionaire, friend of Steve Jobs. He buys this house and guest houses, and he stole it for something like $50 million. That was a steal.
With a golf course?
With a full 18-hole golf course, but it had just gone south. Think of it as weeds, dirt. It was a mess. He brings in, I read this article because a friend of mine sent me this article. Larry Ellison gets on the phone because these people are really well connected. They know country club owners. They know big time. He flies in 300 of the best greenskeepers, groundskeepers in the world, turns 300 guys loose on this golf course and says, you have 60 days and I don't care what it costs. I want a pristine, perfect golf course. And in 60 days with 300 guys, 7 days a week, it was so spectacular. It can be done. It can be done. But when you got the money and you shake it at people and go, got the money up front, let's go. And you bring the right people in. It can happen. But if you'd see this place, first of all, I don't know what it costs to maintain an 18-hole golf course. I'm going to say, if I had to guess, $2 million a year?
I wouldn't even be able to guess.
I would think so. I would think so. A real 18-hole golf course. It has to cost $2, $3 million a year to maintain. The water, the groundskeepers, the equipment. Think of the equipment to cut and trim. And you just got to have, man, that kind of, to have that kind of money. But you're talking billionaires. You know, you're talking $1 billion, which they have more than one, is $1,000 million. So, it's nothing. What's it going to cost?
Did he take a before and after?
Well, I'm sure he did, but I saw the place before myself and after, and you'd never know it was the same place. We have to take a quick break. We come
Craig
back.
Statler is the walrus.
Yes, that's
right. That's right. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We'll take your calls. Here are the numbers if you want to go ahead and you're patient enough to wait 4 or 5 minutes. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. I have a great story to tell you. And it happened to me this morning, and it has given me what I think is one of the world's greatest ideas, and I'll see what you think after we do a little business here. First business is the business of Window World. We are headed for colder weather. Check this out. Thursday, the high will be 80. Friday, the high, I believe, is 58.
I don't like that.
Going to drop like a rock after Thursday. And then you're looking at lows in the outlying areas 30s. Thursday night, Friday night of upper 30s.
Oof.
So your pick days are today, tomorrow, and certainly Thursday with a high of 80. My point is this. Windows that are not good, that have passed their prime, that are leaking air, letting the cold in that you don't want in and the heat out that you don't want out, when it's time to replace them, nobody wants to do it. Look, I just bought a mattress. It's going to be delivered day after tomorrow. It took me 16 years to finally buy a mattress. Windows, kind of the same thing. You put it off, you put it off, you put it off. But then when you do it, you want to do something that after it's done, you feel real good about. You don't just feel good about the way they look and the way they function. You feel good about the deal you got. Which brings us to Window World, $189 for an absolutely terrific, functioning, beautiful window. $189. You can find a window for the same price, but it is not the same window. You want the real deal? Go to this website, windowworldstlouis.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Good afternoon, Tina. Not much happening on the highways right now. You just have volume that's building on southbound 270. Same thing on eastbound 64 as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge. Do have a little construction going on the right lane down on westbound 5570 at Highway 162. Also, we have eastbound 64, two left lanes. Well, that's ongoing construction here. So it's going to be slow from Jefferson through Union Station, then make your way to the Poplar Street Bridge. Out in North County, no problems there. Just a little bit heavy at Lindbergh on eastbound 270. And this traffic report brought to you by Applebee's. Come to Applebee's Bar and Grill to enjoy late night specials like two for $20 menu. with the new Southwest dishes, half-price appetizers, and Brutus specials every day. Only at Applebee's. Please drink responsibly. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're looking for some serious fun when you wake up, it's McGraw in the Morning. Weekday mornings beginning at 6. Frank Opinion and the large morning show in the afternoon continues after this on the Big 550. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
What happens when you get a better interest rate?
Get to a better place.
You get to a better place in your life. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Right now, rates and APRs are in the threes. That's right, the threes. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Take advantage of these historically low rates. Getting to a better place financially is just a phone call away. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Don't put it off. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage, named one of the top 100 mortgage companies in America 2011 by Mortgage Executive Magazine. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Imagine that your car needs a new engine, and the mechanic has just handed you a bill for $4,000. How would you pay for it? Could you pay for it? Well, if you had Auto Assure, you wouldn't even have to think about it, because Auto Assure could pay that bill for you. In fact, if you have Auto Assure, you'll never have to worry about paying another expensive covered repair bill ever again. That's guaranteed peace of mind. And not only can you keep your money, you can keep your mechanic or dealer, too. Auto Assure pays them directly. For free information, call now, 1-800-600-5701. You choose the coverage you need. If your car has less than 200,000 miles, you won't pay for any covered repair. Not for a transmission, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. So don't even think about wasting your hard-earned money on another expensive car repair. Let Auto Assure pay them for you. Call now for your free information. 1-800-600-5701. That's 1-800-600-5701. 1-800-600-5701.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings. And it is non-addictive. So therefore, you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug. And people don't know about it. And people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone. 314-645-6840 to find out more. ArcaMidwest.com. But you've tried the others. Now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Does size really matter? Hey, guys, there's nothing worse for us women than being ready, than having to wait 30 minutes for your little pill to kick in. Not anymore. 7 seconds is how long it takes for Code Red 7 to kick in. Yes, only 7 seconds. Code Red 7 is amazing because it's so immediate. Literally, 7 seconds. Don't take my word. Listen to this.
Code Red 7 starts immediately. No more waiting. It works like boom in the snap of a finger. You look down, and after 7 seconds, and you're like, you've got to be kidding me.
You'll feel Code Red 7 right off the bat because it's amazing. You'll know it's working, and you'll be like, holy cow, this feels awesome.
Code Red 7 is flying off the warehouse shelves. Call immediately to find out how to get your free supply. Your call will be kept private under our Code Red 7 privacy protection promise. 7 seconds. Look down. Shocking.
Call 800-430-3577 immediately. 800-430-3577. That's 800-430-3577 right now.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Presenting all 50 reasons to switch your business to the new Sage 50 accounting software. Ready?
Ready.
Go.
1. Sage 50 is quick to install and easy to use. 2. Turns information into insights. 3. Improves efficiency. 4. Easily tracks and forecasts cash flow. 5. Supports online banking. 6. Creates and manages budgets.
Time's up.
What?
6. Seriously? For all 50 reasons and a free trial of Sage 50 accounting, visit sagetoday.com/50.
Wait, I can do it.
Oh, that's sweet. sagetoday.com/50.
I hear things on the radio here and other places, and I know when I hear it, I cannot possibly be the only person that listens to it and then says to myself, what? You have got to be kidding. Even example, these coins that they keep discovering, that they've been discovering for 3 years, they just found in a vault, secured, hidden away, a rare collection. For 3 or 4 years, they've been discovering the same coins. Now, we are running a commercial. We just ran it. I'm going to play it for you again. Listen and see if you think they're saying what I think they're saying in terms of what you're going to get when you take this product. Here, play it.
Does size really matter? Hey, guys, there's nothing worse for us women than being ready than having to wait 30 minutes for your little pill to kick in.
Stop right there for a second.
Not any...
Now, how many women do you know that say there's nothing worse than having to wait 30 minutes?
30 minutes for the... What'd you say? The little guy to...
Back it. Start it over. All just right. Start it over. And I'll give you the cutoff symbol.
And having to wait 30 minutes for your little pill to kick in.
Okay, hold on. She's talking about Viagra or whatever.
Well, couldn't he be doing something for 30 minutes?
Well, first of all, she makes it sound like...
Like eating a cheeseburger.
Well, no, she makes it sound like all women can't wait 30 minutes.
Like, if you're married,
you know that wives can wait 30 months.
Years.
Okay, years. Okay, lay the rest.
Not anymore. 7 seconds is how long it takes for Code Red 7 to kick in. Yes, only 7 seconds. Code Red 7 is amazing because it's so immediate. Literally, 7 seconds. Don't take my word. Listen to this.
Code Red 7 starts immediately. No more waiting. It works like boom in the snap of a finger. You look down, and after 7 seconds, and you're like, you've got to be kidding me.
A stab of a finger?
Code Red 7 right off the bat because it's amazing. You'll know it's working. You'll be like, holy cow, this feels awesome.
Code Red 7 is flying off the warehouse shelves. Call immediately to find out how to get your free supply. Okay. Your call will be kept private under our Code Red 7 privacy protection promise. 7 seconds. Look down. Shocking. Call 800.
All right. It's flying off the warehouse shelves. Let me explain something to those of you who might, and I think there are very few of you who may be dumb enough to not know this. When you hear commercials and they say, limited one per family, supplies while supplies last, we can hardly keep up with the orders,
yes.
or inventory's flying off the shelves. What that means is they think if you think that, then it must really be something. You better get in on it while you can. Now, this Code 7, Code Red 7, I never heard of it, but doesn't it sound like what they're saying is that in 7 seconds?
Yeah, she said
ready
seven,
to go.
Look down and whoa!
Is it a what is it a pill? Is what do they say?
Did they say something
they
about a
say
stick
what
of a finger
is?
Or a click
snap
of a finger?
Finger.
A snap,
but what
okay.
is it? Do they say?
No, I don't.
Do
think
they ever
don't.
Say what it is? How can anything in 7 seconds? Make Mr. Happy jump up like
because
that.
Because if you take a pill, it barely even makes it down your throat.
Maybe it's a liquid. Let me see if I can find
it. I don't care if it's a liquid. Even if it's a liquid. What liquid
or something
can,
under your tongue,
can
like
get into your circulatory system and work its way down to Mr. Happy quick enough that he's at attention in 7 seconds? If this is true, this is an unbelievable product. No more waiting, ladies. We know how you hate to wait half an hour. That's what she said, anyway.
Yeah. That's a new pill.
It is a pill.
Wait, let me see here.
We're looking it up. We're doing the investigating for you.
Yeah, they're pills.
Does it say it dissolves under the tongue? It's impossible. It has to.
What's
coating has to dissolve.
There?
I can't in 7 seconds.
There's a big warning over there.
Warning?
Oh, that's an ad. That's not related.
Well, you know what?
How much is it?
How much?
$43.
A pill?
I think this is. For a bottle? This might not be the same thing.
All right, here, hang on a second. What is this?
What?
It is. Sales department just walked in and handed me a code red 7.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Wow. I'm going to take it. Well, I'm apprehensive.
You going to take it with that Dr. Pepper?
I am. I have Dr. Pepper here. And I'm a little bit scared to do this because this sounds like something that, you know, if you don't have a strong heart.
You better push your chair back.
Yeah, thank you. Let me get my drink. Code red 7. Here we go. I swallowed it. Let's count it down. 2, 3, 4... 5, 6, 7. Look at that!
Whoa!
Oh my goodness!
Now what are you going to do with it?
What a waste!
I'd like to leave the studio.
Okay, that was a dramatization and wasn't really an actual demonstration of code. I don't know. Maybe it works, but my guess is, like so many other things.
Never know until you try.
Would you swallow one? Would you try it?
No, I don't need it.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Virile.
I'd almost be afraid that something, if it does work that fast, that's got to be pretty.
Explode or something.
Yeah. What the heck? And you're right, I'm married. What would I do with it anyway? Yeah. Off to the phones we go. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. This is Guy. Hello, Guy.
I'm AM to PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. That same commercial was ran under another name with the same spokesperson saying that she's a lawyer. What's a lawyer got to do with something like that anyway?
Now, this is not the... I know the chick who's the lawyer. This is not the same gal.
Oh, it's not?
No. I know her voice, and this is not the girl that says... And she sounds like a Valley girl. I'm a lawyer. You know, she didn't even sound like a lawyer. That's... Yeah, and I can't remember that product, but it's another sexual dysfunction thing. I think you're right. But I think it's a different product. I've never heard any other commercial where they said something in 7 seconds would bring the pole vault out. I've not heard of this. This is pretty miraculous if it's true.
I haven't heard the other one for a while, so a lot of these companies, that's what they do. They run a product so long, and then they'll change the name of it and run the commercials again under a new name.
Yep, that wouldn't surprise me. Guy, thank you for the call.
All right,
let's get Linda in here. She may be interested in this product for a friend of hers. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Frank. You want a really good laugh?
Yes.
I'm AM and the PM.
That's not a laugh. Oh, that's not the good laugh.
No, that's not the good laugh.
What's the good
I had
laugh?
Heard that commercial earlier, but I didn't hear the first part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I only got the thing you look down, in seconds it reacts, and you look down, and in 7 seconds, well, I thought they were looking at their watch, and I thought it was an energy drink.
Well, Linda, you're not thinking right. We got to get your mind in the gutter where it belongs.
She's thinking like a woman.
Well, I've been listening to you since you were freaking your way up out of a basement. But I've changed.
Well, you have changed. But here's the deal. When it says women don't like to wait 30 minutes, this is not energy drink they're talking about.
I didn't
about.
Hear that part.
Yeah.
All I heard was...
Well, let me ask you this, Linda. Is that
in 7 seconds.
Is that true, what she says, that you, as a woman, do not like to wait 30 minutes for sex?
Oh, hell no. I want it ready when I'm ready.
Wow. Well, she backs it up then,
man.
Okay. Well, apparently the woman that says that knows what she's talking about. Linda, thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Wow. Brother.
Hell yeah.
Hey.
I want it when I want it. Ed, how are you?
Pretty good, Frank. Hey, that's true about that 7 seconds.
Why, have you taken this product?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what, buddy. If you don't swallow it quick, your neck will stay stiff for 2 weeks.
See, this is a joke. He isn't. That's an old joke, Ed.
You won't roll out of the bed.
Yeah. No. Thank you, Ed.
Okay.
That's a 100-year-old joke. I would love to find somebody who's taken this thing. Would it be great to find out it's actually a commercial that tells the truth?
Call yourself and get a free set.
No, because if you call, you know what you're going to end up doing? Buying like a year's worth of this stuff. They'll send you a case of it, and you can't get rid of it. You can't get it back to them. I will after we're going to have the Wood Report, and then I think I have, do I have, how much time do I have here? 4 minutes?
I think so, yeah.
All right, let me share this with you. I went to McDonald's this morning. This is so great. I go to McDonald's, and hang on, I got to find what this woman left me. I got a, hold on here. I got two sausage cheese muffins.
Cheese.
That's right, Red. Yeah, sausage and cheese.
Muffin.
No egg.
On a muffin. No egg. Just sausage, cheese on a muffin. Now, see, I'm really upset at myself here because I misplaced this thing. So bear with me.
Don't you usually get the McGriddle?
I stopped getting the McGriddle. I found it. Because I don't know. I ate so much McGriddle, it's like eating a bunch of pancakes. So I thought I'll lighten up and get the muffin. So I get two sausage cheese muffins and a small Coke. Now, when I pulled up to the window, the girl at McDonald's, she says, your food has already been paid for.
Whoa.
She said the car in front of you.
It's like to pay it forward.
Oh, get this. Now, yeah. I get this now. Let me tell you where we're headed here. She said, the woman in the car in front of you asked me to hand you this. And she hands me this paper. Now, I thought it would say, hi, Frank. I recognize your name in the PM. No, here's what it says. Hi, you don't know me, but I just paid for your order. No strings attached. I just felt like doing it. I enjoy listening to 99.1 Joy FM. And I've heard about people doing this on the station. They call it Share Some Joy. I know they would love to hear from you. So if you want to call and share this story as a way of saying thanks, their number is, and it has the number to this radio station.
Well,
I'm not going to call the radio station. They would hang up on me because they might figure out who it was. It says, I hope this brightened your day. Maybe you'll feel like sharing the joy with someone else. Have a great day. Sincerely, a joyful stranger. Now, this Joy FM is a Christian station.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I got to thinking about this, and here's what I've decided. I think we're not a Christian station, but why couldn't we do something even more effective and better? And here's what I'm thinking about. I think what this woman did was selfish because she paid my tab as the car in front of me to make herself feel good.
Yeah.
She feels good. It's selfish.
Right.
Here's my idea. I want all of our listeners, when you go through the drive-thru, tell the girl or the guy at the window, the car behind me is picking up both of these checks.
Yeah.
Now, think about this.
Yeah, that's good.
What I'm doing by
pay
doing
it backwards.
That, pay it backwards. Thank you. And what I'm doing is I am giving someone else an opportunity to feel good.
Yes.
It's not about me. So I'm going to say, the car behind me is taking care of both of these. Now, that car pulls up, and she says, here's your bill and the bill for the car in front of you. And the person goes, what? And he says, that car said that you would pick it up.
Yeah.
Now that
AM
person,
and the PM.
AM yeah. and the PM. Mm. The person said, AM and the PM, have a nice day. Thanks
pay
for
batteries.
Paying for my food.
Yeah.
And you know that reaction, what the reaction is going to be of that person? Hey, I feel really good that somebody forced me to do something
yeah.
good for someone else.
Yeah, nice.
Pay
I
it
like
backwards.
It.
Enjoy whatever station can all they can do the share the some joy all they want to.
I
it's
like
a
it.
Selfish promotion, and all it's doing is making the people who pay for the people behind them feel good.
Mm-hmm.
That is selfish, selfish, selfish.
I like your idea much better.
Mine is better.
Yes,
and it's more generous because I'm letting someone else have that feeling.
Yeah.
Of giving.
I'm going to try it tonight.
Let's all try it.
Yes. You're going to drive away feeling yeah. like crap. Because
I'm asking all of you.
Just had somebody else pay for your food.
When you go through the drive-thru, say, when they give you the amount, it'll be $7.46. Go, no, the person behind me mm-hmm. will take care of this as well as their own. That person, it's going to make that person's day.
We're
they're going to go
back.
Home and say, oh, my goodness, guess what I did for somebody, and I didn't even mean to do it. But I'm so glad someone forced me to be generous.
It was
pay
a surprise.
It backward, courtesy of the Big 550.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
We surprise them and make them feel good.
So, you know what? Knock yourself out, Joy FM, with your selfish promotion.
Isn't that the station that everybody got mad because
yes.
that was the classical
yes.
station?
Yes, the one Pujols had a part of, and it was classical, and everybody lost their minds.
We lost their
They lost
opera.
Their classical music for a Christian station. You know, there will be people that won't see through what they're doing, won't see it as selfish.
Yeah.
They'll say, oh, how nice. Nice.
Yeah, I tell you.
Nice, really? Is it nice to do something that makes you feel good? I don't think so. All right. Mark and Jason. That's Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. I bet you if I called either one of them and said, what do you think about pay it backwards? It's a great idea, and it's very unselfish. That's what they'd say. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stiefel Nicholas. 30-some-odd years they've been doing this. What they do is give financial advice. And you have to remember, that's what it is. That's all it is advice. And they can't force you to do anything. You don't even have to call them or ever have a meeting with them. That's really up to you. But the people in my life that I've known who had comfortable retirements or who were able to pay unexpected bills that came along or take a trip that other people might not have been prepared for were people who planned. And they don't even know sometimes what they're planning for. It's just planning for the unexpected as well as the expected, like retirement or college tuition or whatever. You're planning for things you don't even know you're planning for, so that when something comes along, even an opportunity to take a trip or invest in something, you have the money. Why don't you set up a meeting with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, see what their ideas are for the $25,000 or more that you have. If you have $25,000 or more, let them take a look at what you're doing with your money. Second opinion can't hurt. MarkandJason.com.
With your Golden Oakland traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. We're looking a little bit heavier now on southbound 270. Look for, going to be pretty busy from Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 64, still looking good until you hit 270. Then a little bit west of 270, you're slow, and then just approaching the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70 is heavy now as you approach the Blanchard Bridge, and eastbound 64, slowing Jefferson through Union Station. And this traffic report is brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between fill-ups? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it can help clean and protect engine parts so you can go a little farther between fill-ups. Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the new era as Mizzou joins the SEC. Tune in this Saturday for Mizzou football, presented by Lions Choice, Royal Gate Automotive, and Walter Knoll Florists on the Big 550 KTRS.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000, and schedule your free in-home estimate. That's St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.